Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee Show on Monday.
Very Craig Breslow-esque there, that is.
It was.
I believe they would have the opportunity if they had the ability to potentially do that.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here, Bill.
It was a little Craig Breslow, a little OJ,
Very weird. Yeah. But guess what? Weird may be working.
Could be. Pete Dammel and who else? Chris Lowe at ESPN have published the following. They put this out about 45 minutes ago. North Carolina working to close a deal with Bill Belichick to make him the Tar Heels coach. But sources told ESPN there are still issues that both sides need to work through. Sources added that the ball is in Bill Belichick's court. And that North Carolina officials are on board with him becoming the coach. A resolution is expected in the near future, sources say. Now, we remember our good friend Ollie Montgomery, who I'm 95% sure is a real person, but not 100%. 5% chance he's an AI bot. Either way, he reported that the trustees were a little wary about all this.
The manifesto,
the succession plan, revamping the entire program and making it, you know, the NIL money, two separate staffs, a coaching staff, and then the front office staff, and all this other stuff. I mean, it was a very ambitious plan, I'd say, that Belichick has, and not a cheap one either. It's ambitious, it's expensive, it's radically different from the way business has been done, not just at UNC, but I'd say in most college programs across the country. It's new, and that's part of what I like about it, honestly. I think it's cool that Belichick, even being the old stubborn mule that he is trying to adapt and create this sort of new system of doing things and wants to be at the forefront of it. Like, I think that's... For him, pretty smart, honestly, I do.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Exactly. However, it may be a little too much. Among the issues, writes Thamel and Chris Lowe, among the issues are the potential role for his son and current Washington defensive coordinator Stephen Belichick.
Feels like a big one.
North Carolina's name, image, and likeness resources, Belichick's salary, and resources for the staff and reporting structure. Now,
so everything.
The North Carolina name, image, and likeness resources, what is that?
That's the amount of money they're going to spend on the roster. The most important thing there. Like, Ohio State and Texas spent $24 million on their rosters this year. I'm guessing North Carolina spent half that, less than
probably,
half that.
Yeah.
So Bill is asking for more money to be spent on the roster. He's asking boosters and everybody, the collectives, to come up with a boatload of money. His salary, the NIL expenditure, the salaries that all his people will make,
right,
and his son. Those seem like the four biggest issues, and those are all issues.
They are. I also think, and I've thought this kind of all along, the idea of Belichick going to college, even in the era of NIL, he didn't like having Kraft hanging over him, right?
No.
He didn't like having,
confirm that.
Thank you, Bill. He didn't like having anybody sort
this
of looking over
work.
His shoulder. You think he's going to be cool with all these boosters and trustees and all the people who pulled the strings at a university athletic department? Like, that's worse than an a-hole billionaire. I'm not calling Kraft an a-hole, but that's probably what he thought about him. You know, that's what Bill thought. Oh, this guy's billionaire's breathing down my neck. You know, that type of thing. You're going to have 10 times that at a college program. Even one like UNC, it's not that big.
And you're not married.
Right.
Like, when he pisses off a booster, that guy can take $5 million and say, okay, you want to be a jackass? I'll take my $5 million from the NIL collective. You just lost
going
a quarterback
right back
and a
into
receiver.
My car dealership.
Right,
yeah, exactly,
right. You know what I mean? Like, at least with Robert, they have the same end goal. Robert owns the team. Bill coaches the team. They're trying to win. Their egos will go up. Their bank accounts will go up. They're all in the same. A booster could pull at any moment.
Right.
And you think Bill is going to take the time to shake everybody's hand and to sign everything and to kiss babies.
And to schmooze.
And they're going to want that. It seems like he's trying to distance himself from that by having the whole GM position and do this. But he's still the face of the organization. They're still going to want FaceTime with Bill Belichick.
Right. He should hire like a schmoozer, right?
Yeah,
he should
can't.
Hire someone to just be the schmoozer. He's like
he will. I'm
it's
sure
like
he will.
Like you should hire like Hillman. You know, Hillman would be great.
He should hire Fitzy's buddy from the Hernandez doc, the guy who played Bill. Have him just pretend to be Bill. See if anybody knows.
That's a great point. Yeah. What was that
Broadway
guy?
What was his name?
That guy had a funny name.
Very funny.
It's like
name.
Like Seymour Butts or something.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that his name?
It was a very strange name.
It's like a name that Bart would call the bar and say,
"Yes,
like, is anybody here? Oh. I need a man to hug and kiss."
Or the young Red Sox pitcher Richard Fitz
or Dick Fitz. Yeah, something along those lines.
Is it Norbert Leo Butts?
Yes. Nailed
it.
Norbert
That's
Leo
him.
Butts.
Hire him.
That's even funnier than Seymour Butts.
People are like, he arrives at some like booster club dinner and they're like, are we sure that's Belichick?
Yeah.
Doesn't really look like him. He's acting like him, I guess. No, I still think this is doomed to fail either before the documents are signed or afterwards. I already made a bet with Fitzy on the Six Rings podcast we recorded today. We're betting a case of beer on, I think Bill will have a losing record in his first year at North Carolina if he goes to North Carolina.
Yeah. UNC is putting pressure on Belichick now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he came with these big, crazy demands, like unprecedented types of demands here. No one's ever asked for this sort of thing in a job interview. Forget about the money and the revamping the whole program and all of that. You have to install my son as the next head coach in waiting. Which, by the way, let's say Bill is there for 2 years, and after the second year, they're like, I don't know about this. Like, do they have to hire Steve and then they can just fire him right away?
Well, no, there'd probably have to be like a buyout.
Some kind of buyout,
knowing Bill's lawyers and the way Bill does these things, my guess is it would be a significant buyout. He wins deals like this. He controls things. He's a control freak. If they do this, they're getting in bed with the devil. It's not going to be an easy out for them.
Right.
They need to pray for it to work.
I wonder if this is their way of saying, hey, you know, Bill, you want to try and put the screws to us? We'd like to have you as the coach. There's no way we're doing all of this. We're going to say that we'd like to have you and we'd like to hire you and we'll bring you on as a coach and we'll do some of this stuff if you want. Not all of it. We'll do the here and there. We're not going to install your son as the coach in waiting. We're not going to have an entirely separate staff for you to run along with this GM and everything else. Like we'll do some of the things that you want, but we're not going to do all of it. Take it or leave it. And Bill's already basically said, here's my manifesto, take it or leave it. And I wonder if that's just going to force and a movable object.
If both
situation.
Sides say take it or leave it, it feels like we're leaving it.
Right.
Even though this feels like it's rolling towards coming together. I will say, I've taken a different view of something I said yesterday.
Oh.
Why would he do this when his best coaching buddy, Nick Saban, just got the hell out of Dodge for all of these reasons?
Right.
And I flipped it on its ear. Because Nick Saban has probably told him everything that sucked or was beginning to suck at Alabama. So Bill knows how to control those before he gets there.
Mm.
I'm wondering if part of this manifesto is based off of what Nick Saban said. I mean, I couldn't do this. I needed this. This was changing. I wonder if Nick Saban is a co-author, so to speak, of this binder that he handed North Carolina, the things he would have wanted.
Like an unwitting co-author.
Like he told him everything that sucked, and Bill's like, well, if he can't do those, I can't do those. So I got to make sure I don't have to face those challenges.
Yeah, it could certainly be something along those lines.
Thought.
I think that's very possible. I do. And I think that in general, I like the idea that Bill wasn't just sitting around, that he wasn't just dropping his rings on the table and saying, hire me because I'm Bill Belichick. He had a plan. There's a whole plan. There's this whole long plan. And maybe it's too much of a plan. Maybe it's just an unrealistic plan. But it's something. And I think that, to me, points to a guy that's serious about it. He's not just, I want to stay in coaching. I want my name to still be out there. I eventually want to make it back to the NFL and break Shula's record, whatever it is that he wants to do. I do think some of this is vanity, obviously. I mean, the
Absolutely.
Steven Belichick stuff is 100% just a vanity play. But in general, I think that there's motivation here on his part to try and do something different, to try and leave a mark in a different way. You know, like breaking the record would be great. But as you said, Andy Reid's probably going to come out and break it back. If he revolutionizes the way that college programs go about the NIL era here in college football, then that's a pretty serious legacy for him. Even if he doesn't have a great stint as the UNC head coach, like, I don't think they're going to be competing for a national championship or anything, whether he's there or not. But if he's able to sort of rubber stamp something like that, that's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. It puts him in a class, a different class. And it's interesting to me that he maybe sees this as a better way to finalize his legacy than getting an NFL job or trying to get an NFL job, trying to win a Super Bowl without Brady, trying to build a contender. Sees this maybe as a faster track of, well, you can buy a lot in college. Could I?
Right.
Could I fast track my college career here? And then you're comparing me to, Pete Carroll, Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
Forget there's probably a couple others, but the guys, it's a short list of guys that have won Super Bowls and college football national titles. And I think that
Harbaugh. Harbaugh hasn't won a Super Bowl yet.
That's true. I feel like he'll probably win one.
He's been in one, but yeah.
Let me ask you a question this, and it's based in your area of knowledge.
Oh?
So Deion
has... I have an area of knowledge.
Well, Colorado football is sure. One of them. Deion has that weird deal where supposedly, like, he and the president or the chancellor, like, sit down. They're the only ones that know his deal, and
right.
They sit down, and they...
It's kind of like Bill and Kraft's deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Will we ever know what Bill Belichick is making at North Carolina? Or will he make part of this whole deal Deion-like, where it's just him and one person knows the deal?
I'm sure he'd want that.
I don't know if you can when you have a board of chancellors or right. Whatever this is called. It feels like if those people know, then they tell their wife, and their wife tells the, and all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, but we still, I mean, Deion, that didn't happen in Boulder, so.
But do they not have a board of, how did he get it so it's just the one guy who has knowledge
just
of this contract?
Just the athletic director? I don't know exactly. I couldn't tell you, but.
They were more desperate, maybe?
That could be.
Yeah.
I mean, they were 1-11.
Yeah. Like maybe UNC, they were more desperate.
UNC wasn't a bottom-of-the-barrel program.
Because I'm wondering what the figure Bill Belichick asked for to go to. Is it – he was making $25 million.
Right.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
But yeah. Maybe he goes, listen, my last job I made $25 million. I don't work for less than $25 million. Imagine if he got $25 million to go to North Carolina.
I know. I kind of doubt it.
Only in America.
I kind of doubt it. 617-779-7937. It's not a football school. That's why. If it was a big-time football school, then yeah, they'd consider that. I don't think UNC is going to consider that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. In the playoff era, if he can do what he thinks he can do, and he can buy a roster, and he thinks he can still coach, and he can bring in somebody to run the offense, it is very much feasible that they're in the playoff very quickly and vying for a national title. It's not the old days where you have to get into the top four playoff or the BCS game or anything like this. You don't think, you know, if he hits it the way he thinks he's going to hit it.
If he's as much of a draw as he thinks he's going to be?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
I don't know.
We were just talking about this yesterday. Did 17-year-old kids care that much about being recruited by Bill Belichick?
Change my tune on that based
on
the only one person I could talk to that I felt like was an expert in that area.
And who's that?
My son.
Oh.
Who is by no means a Division I college prospect or anything, but he's a high school football player that wants to play in college, whatever. And I said, would you care? I said, if Deion, Dan Lanning, and Bill Belichick were, like, recruiting you, would his cachet carry value? And he said, absolutely. Now,
he's a New England kid, though.
That's what I said to him. Right? That's not fair.
Yeah. But it's true, though. It's true.
You know what he also said? Plus, that Carolina blue is so nice.
Carolina blue is pretty
I feel
nice.
Like the uniforms could recruit as well as Bill could.
They probably could. I just, you know, you do wonder, though, does a 17-year-old in Galveston, Texas care as much about that?
I think that kid goes.
Kid down in Florida or whatever.
Yeah, it's a nice uniform. Hey, those are cool rings, old man. How much did you say? Was it $2 million? Was it $2.2 million? Oh, yeah, I'm on my way. And where am I going again? Just make sure the check gets to my mom and they cash it.
Yeah, very, very good. 617-779-7937. Joe's in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I actually think Belichick's going to work. I mean, the thing is, the college game has changed so much, and that's why Nick Saban, when he quit, he basically said that it's not about recruiting. When he used to recruit and have people in their living room and invite the recruits over to his house, his wife said to him, why are you doing this? The only two things that recruits care about now is how much you're going to pay me and what's my playing time. And so the thing is, smoozing like 17-year-olds and going to the mother's living room is done. You don't do that anymore. And the other thing is, it's like with the transfer portal, anyone can leave at any time. So basically, if you're projected to be a sixth-round pick or seventh-round pick, Belichick can come to you and say, look, you know, come play for me for 1 year. I'll improve your draft stock.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to work.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I think you might be onto something there, because Belichick, even when he was a GM coach in the pros, wasn't running after the big shiny object, wasn't going after the five-star recruit, wasn't picking in, you know, the top five in the draft or trading into that or anything like that. He was more about value. He was more about molding someone into the player he wanted him to be. And he did that with a lot of different guys. Now, some of them may have been good no matter what. Brady may have been good no matter what. Gronkowski, Richard Seymour, guys like that may have been good no matter where they went and who they got drafted by, whatever. But there are players who owe a lot to Bill Belichick and the system and him coaching them up and sort of everything else. And I would imagine he'd be drawn to those type of players, especially in college. Right? Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, and I don't know if you win that way.
I don't think you do
I think you win with five-star blue chip. You get Shedeur Sanders. You get Travis Hunter. You get Quinn Ewers. You get these guys that are making a lot of money. But I don't know. I mean, he loved his middle class. Is he going to win because he has good special teamers at UNC? The Chris Boards of the world and these guys that he highlights, the Matthew Slaters? I doubt it. I still think you win with star players there. Something else just that came into my mind. So he, in the manifesto, he said he had this guy in mind to be his GM that would require a buyout.
Yes, mystery man.
Nick Saban?
No. Oh, wow.
If he retired from Alabama, technically he's probably still under contract to Alabama, correct?
He's still being paid by them, you think?
Wouldn't he be? I think if you retire, they own your. He had a long term deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his status is.
Because Nick Saban could recruit. Alabama had talent
for sure.
So if you tell me Nick Saban is picking the talent for North Carolina and Bill Belichick is coaching the talent, I just found a way that I could see this working.
Yeah. If they want to pay that much, I mean, if UNC wants to go that far,
right,
and they want to shell out an entire two different staff,
$30 million, and
one
and,
staff run by Bill, the other one by Nick Saban, it just seems like a lot for UNC, doesn't it?
But how much do you want to win?
Well, and I don't know how much they want to
the
win.
Landscape.
Do they want to change? Is that something that they even care about?
Because it's probably, I saw the numbers recently, Texas, Ohio State, they were right just over $20 million in roster NIL money spent. Mm-hmm. So inflation, hey, North Carolina, you want to compete with the big boys. Are you willing to spend $25 million on your roster, $30 million on your roster? And the staff and Nick Saban, oh, I got to buy out Nick Saban. It's a healthy investment he's asking for.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's a good question. We'll ask that question to Adam Schefter, ESPN. He joins us next.